It's time now for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios every week, I get to talk to Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm super today. It's Halloween. It's my Halloween. Favorite. One of my favorite holidays.
One of mine, too.
Favorite.
I think my all-time favorite, I don't know, it's a toss-up between 4th of July and Thanksgiving, but I love Halloween, too.
I'm a Christmas kid. I love Christmas time and New Year's.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Great time.
They're all so much fun. I think I just love holidays in general.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. So we were talking today, my wife and I, about Halloween being during the week. Do we like it, or are we for it or against it? And as a kid, I had mixed feelings because they get to go to school and have a Halloween party.
Right.
That's a good time, but you don't get to stay out as late trick-or-treating.
Exactly. And you have to start a little earlier.
Yeah, a little bit. So I think we're going to start at 5:30 with the sheriff's office vehicles that are going to go out for Halloween.
Good. I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask, what time should we kind of throw out there? Because it seems like every year people kind of turn to us here at the radio and what time should we go? And I threw it out yesterday. I'm leaving my house between 5 and 5:30.
That's what we're doing. We're going to do 5:30 to 9, and we'll have five different UTVs out with deputy sheriffs in it with candy. So if you see us, come up to us. We'll have candy. We're just going to be out making sure everything's going smooth, keeping the peace, interacting with the kids. We love this time of year. So
much fun. Well, Sheriff, for those parents that are taking their children out, a couple of things we need to kind of throw out there as far as costumes go. They need to be able to see.
Yep.
And they need to make sure that they don't have really long, dangly things that are going to get caught on things. Just be safe.
Tripping hazards, yeah, because they're going to be running around. You want to make sure that they're not going to trip. I like to see a little reflective or lighted costumes, something that the motoring public can see. And with the little ones, make sure we have responsible either older siblings or parents with the little kids so that they're not just roaming around on their own. That's always a good thing. And, you know, for those of us that are driving around, you know the areas that are going to be hit the hardest. When you're in those neighborhoods, just be very, very careful, because kids are going to come out between cars. They could run across the street, not in the crosswalks, and just be alert of that. And if your kids, as you're walking down the sidewalk, watch for those cars backing out of driveways, too.
Right. And you know what? I actually had to be crazy cautious this morning on my way to work. Kids are all dressed up. They're so excited for their Halloween parties, and they're standing on the side of the roads waiting for the bus. It's going to be the same when they get off the bus today. They
Absolutely.
Are going to be crazy excited.
Yep, they're going to be ready to roll, so let's be alert for that. And have a safe and happy Halloween. And you know, with Halloween here upon us already, it's now getting that time of year. It's time to start looking at your car and getting it ready for winter. Make sure your tires have adequate tread. Make sure your fluids are up, that you have proper antifreeze in the radiator and not water in there so that it doesn't freeze on you. Make sure your wipers are good, because you get the salt on the road and you can't see. So it's just that time of year to be thinking of those things.
Absolutely. Always, I had to learn this the hard way, carry around a extra bottle of windshield washer fluid in your car.
Yep. And I think it's a good idea this time of year to have at least half a tank of gas all the time. I tell my family half a tank is empty now. Because if you were to get stuck or stranded somewhere, you need enough gas in your car to keep it running, to keep you warm.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, it is also the time where there are hunters all over the place. We still have to be really careful about that as well.
Yep. The hunts are wrapping up. There's still a few later hunts going on. Again, gun safety is always a must. And just check it twice. That's always a good idea. Make sure your gun's not loaded when you put it in your UTV or in your truck. Make sure you know what your target is. I have heard of two incidences, one in Utah and one back east, of hunters being shot this year.
Yeah, very, very cautious. It's definitely, it can happen so quick. You're having a great time and all of a sudden it's gone really bad.
Yeah, gone really bad. And you know, when you take your guns and your equipment home, make sure you're putting that away as well and not leaving it laying around where the kids can get to it that may not be familiar with it.
Exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for stopping by the studios and kind of filling us in on what's going on in the community. And don't forget, everyone, watch for all of the side-by-sides out tonight.
Yep, we'll be out in force and happy to help you with anything you may need. And be glad to see the community tonight. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Keep it right here.